Hello, horror fiends, and welcome to Guess What? You're Wrong, the podcast where we dive into all things horror and spoil the hell out of every movie we discuss. With me, Big D, as your host, be prepared for a terrifyingly good time. From classic slasher flicks to contemporary horror masterpieces, we're going to explore the genre from every angle that we can and leave no stone unturned. Horror, Prince, and Shine. New conversations, same podcast. So buckle up, Bonehead, because you're going for a ride.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned. Hello and welcome back to another very Germanic expressionist episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now, today in this episode, I know a little housekeeping before we get into this episode. I know that there was a missed episode last week. All I got to say is shit happens. Work, you know, pulling me away all the time, not having a chance to actually sit down and record this episode for last week's release. Kind of, you know, anyway, it is what it is, but we're getting right into this episode. As you can see, I'm here solo today. So we're hitting back into that history, the history of horror, going back to those classics like I had promised I was going to do. I was covering a couple from the 20s, actually three of them from the 20s. And the next episode, covering The Unknown, I actually may have a guest on here with me because he enjoys that movie. But for this one, we are covering from 1920, the cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Now, the doctor of sons of bitches, blah, 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 blah. The cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Oh boy, this movie is this is slated to be one of the quintessential works of German expressionist cinema. I mean, the whole thing is filled with, you know, dark and twisted visual styles with, you know, sharp pointed forms, oblique and curving lines everywhere, structures and landscapes that lean and twist in unusual angles, and shadows and streaks of light that were actually painted onto the set there. Thank you for that, Wikipedia. Now, the movie, because of the angles and everything, now keep in mind, it's a silent film, right? So in order to understand this movie and to get what's going on, you got to pay attention. All right. The movie starts off with Francis. I think it's Francis, right? He's sitting on a bench. Well, hold on. Before we get into the movie itself, let's cover the cast. Werner Kraus plays Dr. Caligari. Conrad Veidt plays Caesar. Friedrich Fieher plays Francis. Franzis? Okay. Lil Dagover plays Jane Olsen. Hans Heinrich von Ordowski plays Alan. I'm trying my best with my Germanic accent. Can't tell. Rudolf Lettinger plays Dr. Olsen. Rudolf Klein Rouge plays Ian Wernbreicher. Spectaculous, baby. Right? Anyway, so that's the cast. The movie was written by Carl Mayer and Hans Genowitz. Directed by Robert Wien. Okay. Good enough for me, right? Anyway, so to the plot of this movie, right? Opens up in a park. Have Francis is sitting on a bench. He's talking to an older guy, right? Complaining about what's going on here. And it leads Francis to explain, this woman walks by, right? Francis explains that's my fiance, Jane, and she's gone through a huge ordeal. Now, a lot of the rest of the movie is in all flashbacks, you know, and it's telling the story about what happened, right? Francis and his friend, his best friend, Alan, they're such good friends, but they were both in love with Jane. And they decided that, hey, whoever gets her, that's fine. And we'll be happy for that other person. And we'll go on living life. You know, we'll be friends still. Everything will be awesome. Right. Whew. Boy, I need some water on this one. I'm telling you. So the story takes place in Holstenwald. It's a shadowy village of twisted buildings and spiraling streets. Oh, boy. Let me see what kind of trivia the IMDb's got on this. Writer Hans Genowitz claims to have gotten the idea for the film when he was at a carnival one day. He saw a strange man lurking in the shadows. The next day, he heard that a girl was brutally murdered there. He went to the funeral and saw that same man looking around. He had no proof that the strange man was the murderer, but he fleshed the whole idea out for this film. Wow. Now, this movie, I'm going to go on to a little bit more trivia here, and then we'll get back into the movie itself here. This movie played at one Paris theater for seven years. Can't count. One, two, you know, count. The sets in this movie were actually made out of paper with shadows that were painted on the walls and such like that. Wow. The final look and feel of this film was based on as much on a low budget practicalities as it was on creative inspiration and expressionism. Electricity was strictly rationed in post-World War I Germany at the time the film was being shot. So director Robert Wien ended up simply painting light beams on backdrops, shooting on severely confined sets, forced him to use unusual camera angles. Made before horror was actually designated as a genre. This is sometimes cited as the first true horror film, although films with elements of the macabre were certainly made much earlier. Oh, that's interesting. Didn't know that. Cool. So we have Francis and his friend Alan, right? They're talking about, I really love Jane. Oh, I really love Jane, but whoever wins her, you know, blah, 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 we'll respect the other one. Okay, respect her, this kind of stuff. And then we're flashed to this mysterious man. It's named Dr. Caligari, who seeks a permit from a town clerk to present, I guess, his spectacle at the county fair. Oh, boy. Now, that spectacle is actually a somnambulist. Now, I was a little... I know what somnambulist is. It's somebody that somnambulist. You sleep a lot. You just fall asleep, but randomly. This movie, I guess it goes maybe with the times, because in 1920, somnambulism, it's a medical condition now. I believe it's treatable now, but in the 20s, maybe not, and maybe they thought that it was weird. But this somnambulist, Caesar, basically is easily brainwashed, I guess you could say, into doing what the bidding of Dr. Caligari, right? So when Dr. Caligari goes to, you know, town hall or whatever it is to get a permit to go to, you know, set up a shop at the fair, he's kind of laughed at, you know. But ultimately, he gets the permit, and then we see that same clerk is actually stabbed to death in his own bed. So doesn't pay to make fun of Dr. Caligari. Now, does it? Now, the next morning, we have Francis and Alan. They visit the fair, you know, the fair. And they see Dr. Caligari's spectacle there, right? When he opens up, you know, there's a crowd inside the little tent or whatever. When he opens up the box, you see Caesar. He's in there sleeping. And on Caligari's order, Caesar, he wakes up and he answers questions from the audience. Now, you know, Francis is like, no, don't do it. But Alan's like, how long shall I live, is the question he asked. Well, to Alan's dismay, I guess you could say, Caesar, he answers, the time is short, something like that. You die at dawn. Now, Alan's kind of like, what? Francis is kind of freaked out a little bit. Now, later that night, when Alan is at home, somebody breaks in, and guess what happens? He gets stabbed to death. That's right. So he did not make it through the night. He dies at dawn. Is dead by dawn. Different movie. Anyway, the police. Now, Francis obviously is grief-stricken. It's his best friend. But look on the plus side, though. I mean, he doesn't have any competition for, what's her name again? Jane. So anyway, his best friend is dead now. So now the police are going to start investigating, right? That night, the police, they apprehended a criminal that's in possession of a knife who was, he was caught in the act of trying to murder an elderly woman. So they're like, this is him. This is the guy that killed Francis, or I'm sorry, Alan, and the town clerk as well, who died earlier. Turns out this guy, he confesses to trying to kill the old woman, but he was locked up. So he couldn't have been, hold on, rewind. I think I left something out there. But he confessed to trying to kill the old woman, but he denied the two deaths that he had any part in the two deaths. They were trying, Alan and the town clerk. He was just taking advantage of a situation to try and kill the old lady, I guess, Now, later on that night, or Aiden at night, I don't know if it's that night or the next night, it doesn't really say, but Francis spies Dr. Caligari, and he sees it, what appears to be Caesar sleeping in a box. But we are tricked, because the real Caesar sneaks into Jane's house while she's asleep and raises his knife to kill her. But he can't kill her. Jane's pretty light on the eyes, So he's like, well, maybe I won't kill her. I'll just take her out back. He abducts her, takes her from her home, and dragging her through the window onto the streets, and he's chased by an angry mob. He eventually drops Jane, and he collapses from exhaustion. Now, so it's confirmed at this point here that the guy that attempted to kill the old woman that they had arrested was found with the knife. He was locked up, so he couldn't have been the one that abducted Jane. They're trying to pin all the stuff on this guy, but he couldn't be the one because he was locked up, right? Oh, shiza. Let's get back into a little bit more. There's some more trivia here. Let's check out some more of this trivia real fast. Weeks before the initial release of the film, posters with the tagline, "Du musst Caligari werden," you have to become Caligari, were put up in Berlin without the slightest hint that they were a promotion for an upcoming movie. Wow. The physical appearance of Caligari was inspired by portraits of the German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer. Say that name five times fast. Anyway, now it says sets were constructed for less than $800, and the leading actors were paid $30 a day. Now, I personally think that maybe they should go back to that for some of these actors out there. Pay them $30 a day and tell them to be happy about it, Disney. Anyway, the surviving copies of the script were believed to exist until, the 1950s, when actor Werner Klaus revealed he still had his copy. That copy was purchased, now after his death, by the German film archive Deutsche Kinemathek. It remained unavailable for public consumption until 1995, when the full transcript was published. If they had a transcript, why not just make copies of it so that way they could spread them around? Anyway, in 1958, under the auspices of the French Cinematheque, curator Henry Langlois, and historian Lotte Eisner, the set design of the film was recreated by its original art director Hermann Worm and put on display in both Munich and East Berlin. That'd be kind of cool to see, I think. Be able to go, because they recreated it. It's a paper set, That'd be kind of cool to see. There's a lot of shit here. The film was entitled Dusk. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Let's get back to the damn movie. We'll go over some more trivia here in a minute. Where were we at? Okay, Caesar collapsed, right? He abducted Jane. He collapsed. They can't pin it on this guy with the knife anymore because he was locked up when Jane was abducted. Now, so they go on to, they go to investigate to ask Dr. Caligari some more questions, right? And there is like, no, Caesar's in the box. They open the box and it's a dummy. It's not Caesar. I blame C. Yeah, so. Now, during this, the police are like, what the shit? It's a dummy. Caligari escapes because, all the confusion with the police and everything. Now, he escapes. Francis sees him going into an asylum, an insane asylum. Francis decides to follow him, right? Why not? You see him going to an insane asylum. You want to know why? Well, Francis is shocked to learn that Caligari is actually the asylum's director. They're kind of. I don't know where I was at there. Rewind. Anyway, Francis follows Caligari. He learns that he's the asylum director. And with the help from the asylum staff, he actually, they break into Caligari's office while he's asleep. He's at home, knocked out, passed out, asleep, dead tired of the world. They break into his office. They find some secret book behind this wall, right? Now, the writings, they tell his obsession. He's got Caligari. His name is not Caligari, really, because he's obsessed with an 18th century mystic who was named Caligari, who did what he just did. He uses somnambulist to wreak havoc or to do his bidding, kill people and that kind of stuff. And now, so the current Caligari actually was relieved or happy when a somnambulist was brought into the insane asylum. He's like, yes, I will take over here. I'll take him. I'll take control of everything. And he used that Caesar to do his bidding. So it's a little bit, I must become Caligari, is what he ends up saying. Now, Francis and the other doctors, they do call the police into Caligari's office, where they show him Caesar's corpse, because he's in there dead now. Caligari, he attacks the staff, he's subdued, and they throw him in a straitjacket and throw him into the room. He becomes an inmate in his own asylum, right? This is where it kind of takes a little bit of a turn, because you don't know for sure what happens next. You know, it returns to the present, right? Because all this is the story that Francis is telling from the beginning of the movie. So it returns to the present. Now, in a twist ending here, it's depicted Francis is actually an asylum inmate. Jane and Caesar are patients as well. Jane thinks she's the queen, while Caesar he's not a somnambulist. He's awake, and he's not visibly dangerous. Now, the man Francis calls Dr. Caligari is the asylum director still. So that still is true to what, you know, we know from the whole past history thing. Whew, man. Now, the man Francis returns to, okay, blah, blah, blah. Francis attacks Dr. Caligari, who he saw as was actually the asylum director. Francis is then, they throw him in a straitjacket and throw him in that room that they had Dr. Caligari in back in the story. Wow, it's just, man. Now, at this point here, the asylum director, he says, now that he understands Francis's delusion, he's confident that he can cure him. That's the end of the movie, right? There's nothing left to the movie here. It's not really that long of a movie, to be honest with you, but it's odd because of that twist ending. So you're left to think back. What was true? Was the story that Francis was actually telling this guy in the park as Jane walked by, you know, all blah, blah, she's all, I had suffered from something. She suffered from something, right? So the story that Francis tells about Alan and him going to Dr. Caligari's cabin at the fair, was that true? Was that all actual events that had happened? Or is the truth that Francis is actually insane and has, you know, delusions, and he's making this whole thing up? And boy, it's just kind of fanciful. You know, what is the truth in this movie here? I don't know. You know, this is a good movie because while you're paying attention to what's going on here, it makes you think. You got to think about, okay, and you go through the whole movie and you're not sure, but you think that what you're watching is the actual happenings or the actual line of events that's happening. It's not until the end when you find out that Francis is actually a patient at the asylum that you start thinking, wait a minute, was this whole thing just his deranged mind making up, you know, vision stories? What a movie. I tell you. I love this movie. This movie was a good movie. This is definitely highly rated. This is definitely one of those movies you have to watch before you die. I mean, period. If you're a fan of horror at all, one of those movies you got to watch. You got to see it. It's not that long. Easy watch. It is a silent film, like I said, so you got to pay attention. Right? Now, in Philadelphia, moviegoers were warned, do not bring children to the performance of this film when shown at the Palace Theater. Yeah, interesting. Why not? It's not that. Yeah, anyway, that's about it. There's not really much else to go into in this movie here. German expressionist cinema. I enjoyed it. Check it out. You get the chance. If you don't get the chance, I feel sorry for you. It's a good movie. And that's it. That's the end of this episode. That's the end of the doctor or the cabinet of Dr. Caligari. One of these days, I'll learn how to speak properly. Anyway, sweet dreams, love, peace, and chicken grease, baby. And that's gonna do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget. You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.